The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? He said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
I cannot stress to you enough the importance of the Eucharist. All Christians should have it. All. But sadly, many of them have been blinded, or they are still being taught differently. Sadly, many profess to follow the Bible, memorize the Bible, and yet something as clear as the Eucharist, they deny. How can you do that? I remember when I was still getting to know my faith, I was exposed to the born-again Christians. The born-again Christians are fundamentalists. See, that's the irony. Fundamental, meaning it should always been there, you know? And yet, they will insist, oh, they know Jesus, they love Jesus, and they memorize the Bible. And of course, I wanted to love Jesus. I wanted to get to know Jesus. So, I joined their group, and it's nice. When we sang songs of love for Jesus, like I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Something like that. I forgot. The point is, it's nice song. Here I am connecting to God. Then when I asked them about who is this God that I am worshiping, when I mentioned about the Eucharist, oh, we don't need that. Ah, son of a gun. I say, what the heck is that? You're telling me to worship and love Jesus, and then you pick and choose what to believe. You make it sentimental and emotional, and yet you have lost, denied, rejected the very words of Christ. You want to have life in you? You cannot have life in you without me. Without what? Without eating his flesh and drinking his blood. And how do we do that? We don't actually drink actual blood. What did he do? He instituted the night before he died, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, This is my body. So the bread is true food, yet it becomes something else. His most sacred body. And after the bread, he took the wine, said the blessing, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you. Was that a suggestion? No. It was his very words, this is my blood. Again, do we actually drink actual blood? No. The wine becomes something else. Becomes the most holy blood of Christ, because his blood is true drink. See? But again, we are in the South. What did some of our Christian brethren accuse us of or make fun of us when they say ignorant Christians? That's the irony. Ignorant Christians. Christians who are ignorant about the Eucharist, and yet they have the audacity to insult us. They are the ones who are ignorant, but they are the ones who will tell us that we are fools for believing in the Eucharist. Sadly, some of us fell. Some of us believed in what they say or what they accused us of. How many of us did that? No, they felt, oh yeah. Why do we believe this anyway? See, some of us, maybe when we were younger, did not really appreciate what is this and rejected it. And how many Sundays, how many years you stopped going to church, stopped going and receiving the Eucharist because you were made to believe by ignorant Christians. Ignorant because they have denied something wonderful, something beautiful, something divine. All Christians would like to live with Christ. All Christians would like to be in heaven. All Christians would like to have life with God. And here is Jesus, God himself, saying, take this. Okay, when he said, eat my body and drink my blood, many of the Jews protested. See, the early Jews were the first Protestants. They protested against Christ himself. Huh? Remember that, huh? They protested. If Christ was politically correct, he could have said, oh, no, I'm just kidding. No, really, you don't have to eat my actual body. No. No. He said, amen, amen, I say to you. What does it mean? You better do it. When he said, amen, amen. That's a double amen. He's insisting you do it. No? He could have said, no, okay, come back. No, there were many early followers who got turned off by what he was saying because they did not get it. No? They did not get it. Now, I can understand the Jews at that time who did not get it because that's something new. But when Christ instituted the Eucharist, all the Christians knew about it. The early Christians gathered in secret, not to read the Bible. There was no Bible. Remember this again, I'm telling you. There was no Bible. They were gathering, talking about Jesus and repeating what Christ did. The Eucharist. Do you know that when they had a secret code? The secret code for them when there's Eucharist is somebody would sometimes kneel or something, and then they would put on the ground the image of a fish. So when I see Protestants having a fish on their cars, I wonder if they knew what it means. Huh? It wasn't about the Bible. It was about the Eucharist. It's a secret code. But no,
Christians would put there, you nice, fishy, fishy. And then when you ask them, are you Catholic? No, I'm a Protestant. No, I'm a Baptist. Why do you put that there in your card then? You deny that. You deny the Eucharist. Oh, we have grape juice. For somebody who insists on being faithful to the Bible and memorizing the Bible and changing it into grape juice, common sense. Why do you do that? First of all, is wine evil? No. But what happened? Somehow along the way, some Christian preachers decided to say, it's evil. What is evil? What is immoral? When you drink too much. So we Catholics, we know how to party. No, really, if the wine wasn't expensive, I would give you more. Oh, no, really, because it was meant really to be drunk. To be, not drunk, but to not only to take, some of you see the problem when I give out communion. Some of you are, what you call this, they drink only, just barely touching the wine. And some of you are gulpers. After all the years, I know who the gulpers are. So I just pray that, again, it's cute though, because again, there's nothing wrong with that, huh? There's nothing wrong with that, because it's really, actually, it's not supposed to be just a tip. And of course, some also kept on asking me, can we receive communion more than once? Yes or no? See, some of you don't know. Oh, you say, yes. What the? Again, how many times do you think I receive communion? Every time I go to Mass. So there's no problem, actually, in receiving communion more than once. What was the problem? The problem was people did not go to confession. And some even stayed in the church the whole Sunday receiving every Mass. So there was an abuse. Do you think the saints lived on the Eucharist? Some of them did. They received the Eucharist instead of ordinary food. That's how devoted, how much they loved, how much they desired the Eucharist, to the point that the Eucharist sustained them. So receiving the Eucharist more than once is not sinful. Okay? I'm telling you now. But you have to have different intentions, like me. Every time I go to Mass, I have different intentions. But do not abuse it. Why? Because just like the priest, we always go to confession every 2 weeks. You better make sure that what? You have no stain of sin in you. Yes or no? Why? Because sin insults God. That's why we preach, we go to confession, sometimes even me, every week. Especially when I blow my top. When I blow my top, I speak bad words in 8 languages. You know? And I don't want that. I don't want to offend God by receiving Him unworthily with the stain of sin. Same thing with you. Please! I'm telling you the importance of the Eucharist, the need for the Eucharist, the beauty of the Eucharist, so that you will desire it, the Eucharist, but at the same time, be careful not to abuse it by receiving it without going to confession at all. Please, do not insult God by committing sacrilege. What is sacrilege? Sacrilege is something, an action that is contrary, directly, intentionally wanting to insult something sacred. Like, for example, when you break the image of Christ, or when you receive the Eucharist without going to confession. That is sacrilege. without even repentance, without even asking God for forgiveness. I have been here since 2013. Thanks be to God, we have regular or many penitents who go to confession regularly. But I hope and pray those who have not, please be careful. Do not insult God by simply receiving the Eucharist just because you like it, just because you want it. Make sure you make sure that you really try your very best to be faithful to God, to imitate Jesus. So for example, you come here with really hatred in your heart, you know, not willing to forgive anybody, and really wishing that person evil. Should you receive communion? Remember, in the Bible it says, if you and your brother are not talking, or if your brother offended you and you offended him, leave everything and what? Reconcile with your brother. No. You cannot simply come here thinking that, oh, nobody knows that I'm angry at this person. No. God knows. No. So, my dear friends, again and again and again, we need the Eucharist. Sunday worship is very much part of who we are. And it saddens me when I see Catholics coming to church only CNE, Christmas and Easter. How do you sustain? How can you be holy? How can you have the grace of God to follow His will if you do not have the Eucharist? So I'm sad. I'm not angry at Catholics for doing that. I'm sad because they don't realize they are the ones shortchanging themselves. And I'm also sad when our Protestant brothers and sisters, some of them, who have no Eucharist and simply are contented with singing, you know? And preaching. I'm sorry, that is not enough. What's the use of preaching about Jesus if the center of your gathering is about the preacher? When somebody talks to me and when somebody comes here and says, hey, are you the preacher? I'm sorry, but I feel insulted. When somebody calls me a preacher, that's an insult for me. Why? Because a preacher is so limited. And a preacher only becomes the center of a gathering, depends on his preaching, because he cannot offer anything else, yes? But I, even though I may have a lousy sermon, you always, always get something out of the Mass, always. And that is receiving the Lord Himself. So do not, never say, I did not get anything out of the Mass. Because if you say that, then you do not really understand why you came here in the first place. Not for the priest, not to be entertained, but for the Eucharist. Because this is what it is all about. Again, I've said what I've said. Ask yourself, how do I value the Eucharist in my life? And of course, the necessary effect of receiving and loving and worshiping the Eucharist is that you end up becoming like Jesus. Our Protestant brethren who have no Eucharist, thanks be to God, by the grace of God, they also end up becoming like Jesus. Humble, simple, forgiving, kind, merciful. Here we are, we have the Eucharist. We receive the Eucharist. But if we end up hating, judging, self-righteous, worldly, sinful, then we simply have become hypocrites. So what are you? What am I? A sincere, repentant sinner needing the Eucharist, or simply pretending, all an act? Think about it.